Hello and welcome to the Peaceful Revolution Broadcasts. My name is Tim Spies and I am a disciple or follower of Joshua of Nazareth, the Light of the World. Now, as a matter of practice, I'm going to state the basic facts about reality in the U.S. and many other nations right now concerning the real historical person of Joshua or Jesus of Nazareth and his kingdom. And here are those facts. Truth is going away due to relativism. Relativism is a belief that there really is no absolute truth. People knowing what is right versus wrong behavior is going away also due to relativism. Christians are badly deceived with hundreds of Christs created by the religious folks to justify their love for this world and thus their lack of courage to actually try and change anything, let alone speak Joshua's truths. People have little or no faith, but they do have lots of empty, powerless religious beliefs, philosophies, programs, and entertainment to keep the frogs happy in the ever-warming water, so to speak. And finally, individuals have no light to see by, nothing or no one to tell them the simple truth that because the deception is so great due to the falsehoods and lies put out by Christians, that the darkness is spreading faster and faster, and fewer are able to hear the voice of the one who said, quote, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," unquote. So the title of this message is, "If you continue in my word," and that's a quote from Joshua. So we're going to take a look at some deeply important sayings of Joshua of Nazareth in the next few audio messages. This is the greatest need, that people do not know the teachings of the real historical person of Joshua of Nazareth, and instead they're listening to hundreds, thousands, millions of other voices that claim to represent him, but in fact do not. So let me read the passage. It's in John chapter 8, and I'll be reading from that chapter. So Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and I do nothing on my own initiative, but I speak these things as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." As he spoke these things, many came to believe in him. So Joshua was saying to those Jews who had believed in him, quote, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." So they answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" So Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin or practices sin is the slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son does remain forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed," unquote. Okay, so that's the passage in context of what we're focusing on, this saying of Joshua where he says, "If you continue in my word, my truths, my sayings, then you are truly my disciples, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." So it's very important that we understand and hear these sayings of Joshua of Nazareth. This is arguably one of the most important things he says in the four Gospels, because he's offering freedom, something we all desperately need. We need freedom in the best and truest sense, not so much external freedom, but internal freedom. So he said this, and he spoke about what makes people free. Now, you'll hear this saying quoted in all kinds of places, books and movies, and you'll hear at least the part where it says, "and the truth will make you free." Of course, they cut that off from the actual originator of the saying, Joshua, and they use it for their own purposes. But when you hear that phrase, "and the truth will make you free," please know it was stated by Joshua of Nazareth some 2,000 years ago and recorded in the book of John. So Joshua gives us some allusion to what we're being set free there in the verses or the sentences further on, where he says, "Everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever, but the Son does remain forever." So basically what he's saying here is you can be set free from practicing sin. You can be set free from doing wrongness, practicing wrongness in your life. And if we are set free from practicing wrongness in our life, then truly we are free. In other words, you can be in a jail cell somewhere and yet have peace because you're practicing what is right every day with everyone you encounter. You're doing what's right, you're living what's right, even though you're in a jail cell. Whereas you can look at the other person, there can be a millionaire who's got a fancy mansion and house and car, and he is one of the most unfree people around because he's practicing what is wrong. He's using people and abusing people, and he's living the selfish life. So he's not truly free, even though he'll insist that he is, whereas the person in the jail cell is truly free, even though people will say that he's not. And that's the distinction between what it means to be truly free. And that's what Joshua is saying here. He says there's one way to be set free. There's one way to be set free from the cage that our nature puts us in. That cage, of course, is the cage of self-pride and fear and selfishness. We can be set free from that cage because that cage causes us to do what's wrong or to sin. That is how we are naturally, so we need to be set free. So we can be set free from that cage. And here's the way. He gives us the plain way that we can be set free. He says, if you continue in my word, then you'll be set free. Dear listener, this is so important because Christianity, the great ugly thing that hides the light of the world, will have you hear him say, if you continue in Moses' word, or if you continue in the Bible, or if you continue in Paul's word, or many popular preachers and authors and so-called teachers and scholars will say the same thing. They'll say, if you continue in my teachings. No, no, no. They're all wrong. They're all wrong. There's only one person who can set us free, and it's the one whose words I'm reading to you right now. He says, if you continue in my word, nobody else's, then you are truly disciples of mine. And doesn't that make sense? You know, a disciple is a student or a pupil. So if we're listening to Joshua of Nazareth, then clearly we're his pupils or students. So if we continue in my word, that doesn't just mean listen to it and admire it. It means hear it and do it. That's what continuing in my word means, is that we're learning from him, we're understanding what he says, and we're doing what he says. That's what it means to continue in my word. So if we continue in Joshua's words or truths, then we are truly disciples of his, and then we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Dear listener, Joshua says elsewhere, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. That's in John chapter 14. So there's only one way to be set free. It's by listening to the one who calls himself the truth, and who says here that if you continue in his word, again, not Paul's word, not pastor so-and-so, not preacher so-and-so, not scholar so-and-so, not author so-and-so, not this fella right now creating this audio tape. But if you listen to his word, if you continue in his word, that is, you read his words, and you do them, then you are his disciple, and then you'll know the truth, because elsewhere he calls himself the truth, and the truth will make you free. Free from practicing wrongness. Free from your cage of self-pride and fear and selfishness. Those are the root problems with our nature that cause all the other sins, pretty much. Those things. Self-pride causes us to not learn because we say, well, I know this and I know that, and you don't need to tell me because I already know this and I already know that. That's self-pride. That's a huge obstacle to learning from the one who says he is the truth. And fear, of course, is, oh my, you know, this thing about God is not coming from someone who I trust, and so therefore I'm not going to listen, and I'm afraid to do this, and I'm afraid to do that. And fear is a major, major problem that guides us into many, many wrong decisions. I'm not going to make this decision because if I do, I'm not sure what's going to happen, and all the other fear things that keep us in our cage. And then finally, those two things lead to selfishness. That is a life that's utterly lacking of true love. True love is to value somebody else and to behave towards them selflessly based on compassion for them. That's what true love is. It's not an emotion that the world teaches constantly. It's not how you feel about somebody, although there are emotions associated with practicing true love. It's not emotions. It's not a feeling. It's valuing another person and thus acting towards them selflessly based on compassion. That's the love that Joshua of Nazareth taught. And that's the love that we desperately need to live out. So I hope you will remember this message. I'm going to try to keep them short. This one is about the saying of Joshua in John chapter 8, where he says, if you continue in my word, his word, dear person, nobody else's, not your favorite religious leader, not your other Bible author, nobody else. If you continue in his word, then we are his disciples, and then we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. I hope you will consider that. It's one of the most important sayings, and it's desperately needed. So please do leave churchianity, leave the thing that calls itself Christianity and all its many divided sects and forms. Please leave that and instead follow the one who says that he is the truth. Until next time, let us be the change agent, the messenger of the Creator and our Father calls us to be. Let us work together well for the food which does not perish, and thus be part of the latest peaceful revolution, led by the one who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Please contact me for more information on how you can be part of the peaceful revolution.